Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning into my podcast. I posted last week, so I'll post this week. I'm trying to do it once a week, trying to stay consistent. As I said in my other podcast, I try to like formulate ideas throughout the week and kind of combine them all and do something on the weekend. Or I pick one of my ideas and I say like, oh, like that's really interesting. Why don't I talk on that? And today's idea that I, not idea, but topic I wanted to talk about was a follow-up to the podcast with Start With Why. And that is the importance of finding your purpose. I think a lot of us in life struggle to get through difficult times and just life in general sometimes because we don't have purpose. We don't feel a greater sense of drive and motivation than just ourselves, right? You know, we always think that the world revolved around us. And yes, it's our perspective, in the end of the day, but at the same time, there's so many different entities in the world around you that you're not the center of the universe. You're part of a greater universe and everything you do has an impact. It's like the butterfly effect, if anyone knows about that. It's if a butterfly flies, it has an impact on the whole world, even if it's small. Sorry, my throat is a little bit itchy. But what the meaning behind that is that you matter, first of all. Your presence on this earth, whether it be big or small, matter, right? In a positive and negative way. Negative being, you know, pollution, you know, negative things happening that you do. You know, human beings are quite destructive. Like I walk around in the city I'm in and I just see the amount of trash everywhere. And I'm like, how can someone do that? How can someone pollute the earth? And then I kind of thought about myself and I said to myself, well, I do this to an extent as well. I you know, use cars sometimes. I take planes. I waste food sometimes. So, you know, human beings are naturally polluting, right? They're not very good to the earth. You know, I wish, for example, I was vegan and you know, cared more about animals. You know, I love animals, but I don't really show that by my actions. And that's okay, right? I'm not saying I'm a bad person or you're a bad person if you do any of those things as well. It's just being conscious about it and making small steps. So, you know, for example, you know, if you see something on the floor and you feel comfortable taking it, throwing it away, or trying to not waste food and do those things. But you do have, my point here is you do have an impact on the earth. And you have an impact on society, even if it's small. Like you have an impact on people, other people's lives, and you have an impact on the economy, right? You have an impact, and that's what leads to you finding a purpose, right? What is your purpose on this earth? Like, what are you supposed to do here, right? And life's purpose is not, there's not one answer, right? Like the meaning of life or life's purpose is not one answer at all. There's multiple answers because everyone has a different perspective. For me, my purpose that I've kind of started to garner is making an impact on this world, right? Whether it be monetarily or emotionally or, you know, anything, right? And what I'm doing now is this podcast, my Instagram videos, my groups is trying to make an impact on other people. Me, you know, hopefully building my wealth allows me to make positive choices without negative impacts on the earth or others, right? Like, you know, the more money you have, the more options you have. And I will have the ability to, for example, buy more organic food or invest more in renewable energy, like cars and things like that. You know, the average person who's not making a lot of money, it's not that easy because they're trying to look for the cheapest thing. And the cheapest thing is usually the most destructive thing in today's society. So my purpose is to make an impact. And what that impact is you know, different. On different days, but I truly believe my purpose is to try to make as many people happy and try to help them as much as I can in their lives, but also live my life that I deserve, right? And that goes into, you know, what's getting me to the gym every morning? What's getting me to eat healthy? What's getting me to meditate? What's getting me to have a positive mindset? And that is because I feel like I deserve it. And my purpose is also to impact myself, right? And it's not me. It's saying like, hey, if I'm going to talk about all these things on these podcasts, on these videos or whatnot, and I want to impact others, I need to show them that I am a spinning image of what I'm talking about, right? So it all starts with me. So if I'm not working out, if I'm not meditating, if I'm not, you know, practicing a positive mindset and mindfulness, how can I tell someone else to, right? It all starts with me. But going back to the main concept here is finding your purpose. It doesn't matter what that is. It could be ice skating. It could be teaching. It could be playing music, right? But you need a reason to get up in the morning. That why, again, going back to the why. And that purpose, which is very connected to why, that's why it's a follow-up, that purpose should allow you to push through difficult times. Because we will all go through depressive times, angry times, just sucky times where everything is against us. But the key is to remember that greater purpose that's bigger than you to push you over. The greatest lesson, one of the greatest lessons I've taken from my reading, and I need to reread this book, so I'm not going to give any quotes, but is Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl was in the Holocaust. He was in multiple concentration camps. He saw most of his family get killed, most of his friends get killed in front of him. And he was a doctor. And while he was there, he would listen to, you know, some of the members who were put into these concentration camps, fellow Jews. And as many of you know, I'm Jewish. I think I mentioned it before. So it's very close to home. But he basically said to himself in this book, and it's kind of obvious, he didn't see any point of living for a while. Like he said, like, there's no chance I'm going to get out of here. I'm just suffering. I'm going to suffer during the last time of my death. I'd rather just run into the electric fence or have someone shoot me and just end it now, right? It's like, what's the purpose of going? Like, what's the meaning of life if it's all suffering? And the guy was, you know, just in despair. But then he dug deeper and deeper and deeper. And he said that, like, how do I know that I won't make it out here? And second of all, I'm just looking at myself. I'm not looking at my greater purpose. I'm not looking at why I'm here on earth. I think I brought this up in another podcast. There is such a small chance that we exist, like 1 in 4 trillion chances or whatnot. Such a small chance. So, you know, you don't have to be religious or even spiritual, but I sometimes wonder, like, why me? Like, why out of every single person that could have come to this earth, you know, 4 trillion other specimens, or even all the people who, died at childbirth or you know, passed away. Like, why am I still here? Why am I still here? Like, why is the universe having me in this life? And I think he asked that question. It's like, how am I still here? Like, why wasn't I one of the people who were killed first? And as he dug deeper, he said, you know what? I'm here to be a doctor. I'm here to help others and impact this world. I'm not here just for me. I'm here to impact this world. And once he figured that out, he found meaning and he found purpose. And he believed, and I believe, he survived because of that and made a big impact after the Holocaust, which was tremendous. And his book goes on for hundreds and hundreds of years, this mentality. So again, even when, like, this guy, like, if you read the book, he's in the worst of the worst. Like, there's nothing to compare in this day and age what he was going through. Like, just like real life hell. And he found purpose and he found meaning. And another thing is, he did studies and he saw the people in the concentration camps who had the same mentality of meaning, of purpose, were the ones who survived, the ones who pushed through and were healthy. So you need to find your purpose if you want to escape anxiety, depression, all those things. Because I can tell you now, if you have true purpose, if you have true reason to wake up in the morning and do things, none of those things will matter. You'll suffer from them because we're humans and we have emotions, but none of those matters because you have a bigger purpose, bigger than yourself. Your anxiety, your depression, whatever it is, which I suffer with sometimes as well, will go away while you're looking for that bigger picture. And sure, it's going to be difficult sometimes, but you have to believe in yourself. And it doesn't have to be a big purpose. It doesn't have to be clearing world hunger. It doesn't have to be that, but it could be being a figure skater or being an artist and trying to make an impact and showing people what you are capable of, showing yourself what you are capable of. That's what matters. And once you find that, you get energy that you can't get from anywhere else. It's eternal energy. So whenever you're going through a difficult time, if you haven't gone through already, ask yourself, where is my purpose? What is my purpose? And if I don't have it, I need to find it. Search for meaning. Search for reason. Search for that why. And it's not something that's consistent, because some people's purposes change over time. But it's something that, again, time and time again will help you push through to the next level. So ask yourself that. Look internally, not externally. Don't say like, oh, what does the world want from me? Sure, the world may want you to work a job 9 to 5, to do this, to do that. But what do you want from yourself? And once you really recognize that, the rest will come. You'll have more positivity, you have more drive, you have more energy, and you'll take care of yourself. Because again, going back to my thing about going to the gym and working on my mentality, I do that because it connects to my purpose, because I want to be the best person I am capable of and that I deserve to be. Remember, there was a saying, and I told this to my friend the other day, is that because I heard this from someone else, the worst thing you can feel in life, to a degree, I think, there's other things probably, is to sit down and look at yourself in the mirror and see the person you could have become. And that hit so hard to me, because I was like, here I am, like I'm working, you know, towards things, but then I have all these detours, which I have a lot of them. I mess up a lot. And I'm like, imagine I look back to myself 20 years later, I'm like, oh, think about what I could have become if I just put more time into that, worked out and read and did these podcasts. Like, imagine if I did that. Well, think about yourself in 20 years and ask yourself, what would your 20, you know, odd so years from now person think of you, right? Like, look back to the past. And if you're not happy, if you don't think that person would be happy for who you are, who you became and who you are, then you need to change some things. And I strongly believe that idea of purpose comes first. So again, I don't want to go ramble on. I think I got my point across. I think it's so important to find purpose. It will find you energy. It'll find you drive. And it'll find you reason to keep on going with your difficult times. So again, start within. Start inside your mind. Start inside your heart. Combine the two and keep on pushing forward. But I appreciate you guys' time, and hope to talk to you guys soon again. Thank you.